Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, since years ago. Clay County being in the mix, and so this all got stirred up again yesterday. Jonathan Katz over at Fox 4 had the story initially on this, that they got new information. I'll just read you some of the article. They got new information out of Clay County leaders Tuesday saying that a new poll's been conducted to see if there is interest in bringing the Royals north of the river. Residents got asked these questions around Sunday, April 13th, to gauge their interest in a stadium in that county. And it goes back to go through and sum up kind of where the renderings were that you were referencing, Cody. It looked like near 18th and Fayette in North Kansas City, and what a ballpark could look like near 12th and Cherry in downtown. And that was the two renderings. And at the time, remember, we both liked the North KC rendering, the concept of it.
I thought it was the best of the renderings, actually. Yeah.
Looking, you know, in the distance, you could see downtown off in the distance, but their whole idea, it seemed like that was really, really neat. And we can get more specifics about that in a second, but it goes on in this article to mention that Democratic Missouri State Senator Maggie Nirenberg says there have been very close conversations with the Royals about bringing a ballpark to North Kansas City. She, by the way, represents Clay County, just for, so you know, in the state legislature. She did also say, though, in the same piece, I have not had direct conversations with the Royals on this issue, but she does have an understanding that they're very serious about this spot. I think it's really going to come down to if we're going to do a stadium in Missouri. This is, I think, the top spot right now. That is one person's opinion, obviously, who is involved in the Missouri State Legislature.
And represents and that area.
And that's important to know. I'm not saying, but just for context. My question with this is a couple things. We heard from John Sherman, June or July, they hope to announce. We haven't heard about the Clay County site for eight months,
so
at least, right? If not
no
more.
No, way longer. I mean,
yeah, because
pre-vote.
Yeah, so like, okay, let's call it
maybe 2 years, a year and a half.
800 days?
Yeah.
600 days?
So like, this one was dead and buried and gone. And we always viewed it, you and I from the beginning, viewed it as a long shot. Is it weird that I actually think it, I still don't think it'll be the site chosen, but I think it has a better shot now than it did then because you still get near downtown. Is it a downtown ballpark? No. I kind of want to be clear on that. Yeah. Is this downtown baseball? No. Is it closer to downtown baseball than being it like that, let's say, town center side? Yes, it's closer to being that level of there, and you would get yourself close enough-ish to downtown that maybe you could extend yourself to that area. They still have the same problems. It would take massive infrastructure to do it, but I'll say I like this spot. Like if you just said, hey, choose suburbs and not it's not just because of the area of town I live in. I know that'd be an
it is
easy
very
excuse.
Close to you. It is.
It would be dangerously close to me. I understand that they would be like, well, you're just choosing it because of that.
Yeah.
no, I mean, I could see why that would be a logical leap. I'm just telling you that's not, and Golden, I've had enough conversations off air. He knows that that's not it. If you made me say, hey, let's go to the town center or somewhere in that like Overland Park, Olathe area or Legends, or I could be the North Kansas City side, North Kansas City. The River Market's already kind of growing a little bit. They just broke ground on that area near the current stadium. You would be close-ish to downtown. Not downtown, admittedly. And I like the area that they put it in and the site plans that they had put out for the renderings in that area. I would like this site better. And if she's saying, I think this is like the Royals' way of being like, we're still trying to kind of stick to our original plan. And we're trying to be close to it, but we can't necessarily make the old plan work.
How many of the same questions remain with the Clay County side from before? Because one,
infrastructure.
The everybody acknowledged that the infrastructure, ingress, egress, like if you're coming from the South in particular, how do you make that work? And the amount of money that would be required to make that site work from a traffic, et cetera, standpoint, which was a fair question at the time, and that one would still obviously remain if they're back in the mix. Yeah. The other part was, okay, well, of course, how are you paying for it? And the talk there was because of population difference from Clay County compared to Jackson County. Yeah, you're talking about a full cent or 1%, whatever. Yeah, full cent, I think, is what it was for a sales tax. And is that something that people can actually handle, frankly, up there? But in this piece from Fox 4, it mentions that they believe maybe there's some new mechanisms of funding, which goes back to the bill that is still sitting in the Missouri legislature, which would allow them to have some similar tools to get the financial package together, as in creating their version of, let's call it, the star bonds on the Missouri side. We know Kansas already has that. So that's what's interesting. That'd be the only thing that has changed that would, to me, make me believe that that site could be back in play. It would have to be because they believe they're going to eventually get this bill done in the Missouri legislature that would allow them access to more funding to create these separate district entertainment districts. Because otherwise, the 1% or the 1 cent, I'm sorry, issue and hurdle still is there. The rendering we all love, but I still think none of these sites are perfect. We all know that, but no, it's just weird. Why are we hearing about it? You know, 3 months before the reported new deadline.
I don't think the Royals want to be in the Kansas suburbs. That is so the antithesis of what their dream description was. The Chiefs never described their dream. It's either I fix Arrowhead or we don't really care. We'll go anywhere in the city. And she got asked about the Chiefs practice facility in that area that got mentioned. And she had said, even though she's in Missouri, like she would prefer that they just stay at the Arrowhead side and do the Jackson County thing and stay where they are and, you know, kind of represent that part of the town and that part of the area and just kind of be where they were. Like, I think, and it's not to say that it can't work. I told you, like, I still think it's kind of crazy for the people to be like, well, they go to Kansas. That's it. I'm out. That's nuts.
We've addressed it.
Doesn't matter which part of Kansas it's in. I'm going to go watch the Royals. Doesn't matter which part of Missouri or Kansas
they're in. You guys know I live on the Kansas side. My entire life, I have had no problem going out to the Truman Sports Complex.
And never thought about
going
it.
Going to T-Mobile Center downtown. Like, you going, I have season tickets for the KC Current, also in Missouri. Like, I have no problem. I really can't. I don't want to say I can't fathom, because I get there are some people that nobody's ever going to be. You're not going to get everybody on board.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't get the notion of like, oh my gosh, for one of the local pro teams, you might have to drive an extra 15 minutes across this imaginary border and spend money in another state. I do it every year my entire life for sporting events. Like, every year.
Yeah, and it's not a huge deal. Especially, I'll just be honest. Especially for football, I would just tell you, because you go 8 times in a 16-week turn, it's really not that bad. But I think that kind of goes back to the baseball thing, which is we want to build a site. We want to be centrally-ish located. Downtown is about as central as you can get. You can get there in 20 minutes from your spot in Overland Park. I can get there in 20 minutes from my spot in the Northland. People who are coming from the airport area or Olathe, like, everyone's driving a similar-ish, not perfect, similar-ish distance, where I think that's how they want to do. That's how they want in the end to do baseball. If they're serious, and these conversations have really happened, I think it's about that. I think it's about, if we can't make downtown work, will Clay County give us the money and we can be close?
Yeah, and the site, if you guys remember, now the renderings can change and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would.
The actual, you know, the rendering from the original Clay County site that was brought up. The original rendering, the pitch there was Wrigleyville. That was the pitch. Hey, we're going to...
Wrigleyville's awesome.
And anybody that's been to Wrigleyville, it's that neighborhood feel. It's not a downtown feel. It's a neighborhood feel, but could be really interesting and could still give you the avenue to have the retail around the area and the real estate that the Royals once, from the very beginning, claimed they wanted to own, right? And they wanted to have the local development to bring in more revenue that they claim would go back into the team. And that was the whole gist. And that's why you and I, the 119th and Null site thing,
just already established? More established? I don't know.
Where it didn't make as much sense. Whereas this Wrigleyville thing could be interesting. I'm still skeptical that they end up in Clay County, but the fact that it's being brought back up is kind of interesting. Remember, Clay County is also trying to establish a Clay County Sports Authority through the Missouri legislature as well, giving them the ability to do that. So I'm wondering if that's where these comments are coming from.
Yeah, and it very well could be. Again, they're trying to get these things going, but the fact that She admits in there she has not had direct conversation with the Royals yet, but is also at that same time claiming that those conversations have taken place. I'm looking at the renderings again. That was the best rendering of the Royals designs.
It's a cool sight. It was.
I don't know if it would look like that in the end. I'm just saying that's the best. And and people are always just mentioning, if both North Kansas City and JoCo defeat the purposes of a downtown stadium, why move? I just think the North Kansas City location is closer to offering that. I'm not claiming it's a downtown stadium. It's not. And why move? They don't want to be in Kauffman anymore.
They've already said no matter what happens here, they're not playing at Kauffman after the 2030 season.
We can ask that question. If you just, and I'm not saying I go out to Kauffman Stadium and it's 70 degrees. I really do have a hard time fathoming a ballpark that is prettier than that one. I love Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah.
It's not even that. But I'm just if you just want to deal with what we're saying, they are not going to play in that stadium.
That's the only thing we do know the answer to.
What do you want them to do now that they're not gonna play in Kauffman Stadium after 2031? That's just dead.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.